The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yesterday on the show, people might remember we were talking about this phenomenon, the male loneliness recession is how it was described by researchers. And Shane and Kira spoke about it yesterday morning and it got a huge, huge reaction from listeners. We talked about it again then yesterday afternoon. And John was kind enough to come on air, can't have been easy, and to share his experience. He talked about that male friendship recession, as I say. Take a little listen to some of what he had to say.
I'm just a man, Kieran. I'm nothing special in the world or anything like that. I'm just a regular working Joe. But I guess there's a feeling sometimes that there's no place in the world for you, you know, and it seems to be that the people that you would have been shoulder to shoulder with, maybe in the pub at a Saturday night or at a football match or something, they seem to be in the same boat as well, whereby I think your whole life seems to be taken up with everything other than just time for each other and someone to have, you know. I think in the world at the minute we have an awful lot of pals, and not really the deep friendships anymore. I think that's what it is, you know. Like I said, I'm just a guy. I go to work. I move machinery and I do a lot of hours and stuff like that. But it seems now like as if that's not nearly good enough. Mm. You know, I used to say at home there sometimes that, you know, it seems now like they want a fella who'll go chop down trees all day long and put up a bit of scaffolding and put out a fire and then, you know, mind the children and you know, maybe help a volunteer at the orphanage at the weekend. You know, you seem to have to be able to cover all these things and defend a home and bring in money. And it's like as if, you know, everything has come in. Maybe it's the social media age or something, you know, that all these things have come in our lives. And I think it's making it harder to just be a man, you know. Like, I don't want to sit down with any man and face to face and say, listen, Barry, you know what, here, and shed a tear. I don't want that. And, you know, but I do like to stand shoulder to shoulder at a football match and, you know, sit at the bar maybe of the odd Saturday night when we used to do that, but things have gone too. But, and after a while, you begin to realize, oh, no, sure, look, there's a lot of us in the same boat here. And then you, without maybe even saying anything at all, you just realize, yeah, look, we're all in the same boat here. Now, look, if the soldier on, we'll be fine. And all that seems to be gone, you know. I just think that the answer to it is a lot simpler than a lot of the complex. I think that it is just a case of very often just hanging out and chit-chatting, you know, and being part of spaces where there are men, where you realise just this world still does exist, you know, that, you know, you don't have to be all things to everyone. You just have to be all things to the people at home, you know.
That was John speaking to us yesterday. We had a kind of a lengthy conversation, and if you missed it, I'd recommend listening back to it. And thank you to John again. Kind of been easy to share all of that on national radio. But Pauline O'Reilly is with me in studio. She's a Green Party senator. And Senator, you've tried to raise this issue before. Indeed, you have raised it, and you've suggested we need to kind of take this seriously, loneliness as a public health concern.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as a politician, you come across people in all walks of life, and it did kind of jump out to me the levels of loneliness. And it's not just about being alone. I think John covers that really well. It's you could be surrounded by people, but actually feel very lonely. Only this week, I met a woman in Galway and she has several children. They live in Galway. But she feels a sense of loneliness. That's what she shared with me. And she'd love to be able to have a coffee morning with her neighbours. And there isn't one. And she said, you know, the kids are bringing their kids to this, that and the other. And people just don't have enough time, I guess, to give each other. So I did put forward a motion and I got a huge reaction, actually, at the time. And I was surprised, you know, people's first reaction is, that's a bit of a funny one. You know, like, is that really a serious issue? But there was a report that showed that Ireland is the loneliest of all the EU countries, even though loneliness is in all countries. And so I think it's really important that we take it seriously. And so I kind of looked back at some of the research. And I do think that we can do things. It is about prioritising spaces. like municipal spaces that you'd have in other countries. We don't have that to the same extent here. You know, like locally, somewhere to sit on the bench while other people are running around a track or playing tennis for free, or, you know, bring their dog, where everybody's kind of congregating. Yes, we have some parks, but it's just not enough. I guess you don't see that as much here. And there's no reason why we shouldn't invest in it. And I think that's the right thing to do, is to invest in it.
Because it's funny you say that, because it comes in the day we get all the detail of these sports capital grants. And that's how we invest in kind of facilities in this country, is to private organisations and associations. Now, they do an amazing job. But you're right, you go to other countries, particularly in the continent, and there's municipal facilities. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to be doing sport. But even, like, how many towns and villages around Ireland no longer have the kind of community centre that they might have once had, that would have held the kind of the parish hall dances?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we noticed during COVID, coming out of COVID, things like men's sheds fell away a lot. So there was a huge big drive, I guess, to get all of these things up and running. And actually, older people in particular were running a lot of these organisations and then just didn't come back out, I guess, after COVID. But in fact, the research shows that this was around well before COVID. I know Machra and Affirma, for instance, they did some research that showed that 27% of people that they would have surveyed, they were anxious about loneliness and loss of community getting older. And I wonder, in Ireland, is it partly that, you know, we relied so heavily on the family in the past, and it didn't really push the state to do the
investment.
Yeah,
and families were so big as well. And now we've got the kind of the combination of two things. It's people living so much longer post-retirement, and they might only have one, two, three kids. And if one's in the UK, one's in Australia, and one is in Dublin, and you're down in Cork, suddenly your world can get very, very small.
Yeah.
Listen, stay with us, because Seema Kennedy is on the line as well. Seema's a former Conservative MP and former co-chair of the Joe Cox Commission on Loneliness, because they have tried to do something kind of on an official level about this in the UK. So, Seema, you're welcome to the show.
Hi, Kieran. Hi, Pauline.
What have you done, and how successful or otherwise has it been?
So you've already raised, and it was really moving hearing John's interview yesterday. I worked as a campaigner before I even became a politician on the issue of loneliness, and mainly through work with older people. But then they more started to explore it, and you realise that there are lots of transition points in people's lives, like, becoming a parent, becoming a carer, going to university, perhaps becoming disabled, where actually that can lead to periods of acute loneliness. I worked with Jo Cox because she had also been working on this issue. We started working together, and your listeners will remember that she was murdered. And then I carried on the work with Rachel Reeves, who, of course, is now the Chancellor of the Exchequer. So we worked through 2016 and 2017 and provided some recommendations to the government. Theresa May was then the Prime Minister, and said, we need a minister, we need actual political leadership on this. And although there is a really important role for civil society, for businesses, for individuals, the government has a really important role to play on deciding how we design our cities and towns, our public spaces, which is what Pauline talked about, how we educate people and how we embed loneliness and recognise it as a health issue. So we had success. We were the first country to have a minister for loneliness. That minister is still there. There is a new member of the government who will be taking forward that work. There's still government funding for that, and that's like more than seven years on. So that is good. I think the fact is, though, since COVID, there has been, I think this is even more of an acute problem, because there is less public participation. People just don't leave their houses the same way that they used to. Young people don't go into the office or to their workplace if they did. I know when I look around at church, there are just fewer people in the pews. And as John said, you know, there aren't as many spaces, especially for men, to congregate. So pubs, football clubs, trade unions, places of worship. And those are places where we might not have really deep and meaningful conversations, but us as humans, that is so essential to have those loose ties.
I that's a really interesting point, Pauline, that Seema raises around kind of the post-COVID world as well. And we often talk about flexible working, how great it is for somebody like me, kind of young kids at home, if News Talk are listening. You know, young kids at home, you're kind of being pulled and dragged to activities and homework and all of that. And we don't often think of younger people, that's, you know, who just are not making the connections that we all kind of took for granted.
Yeah, and that has come up a lot with young people. They've started work during this phase, and so many of them just, you know, it's not like they're falling back on old relationships with people that they were in the office with. They've actually never been in the office with their workmates, and